Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem, to his mother's relatives, and spoke to them, and to the entire family of the household of his mother's father, saying, "Speak now in the hearing of all the leaders of Shechem, which is better for you, for 70 men, all the sons of Jerubbaal, to rule over you, or for one man to rule over you? Also, remember that I am your bone and your flesh." So his mother's relatives spoke all these words on his behalf in the hearing of all the leaders of Shechem. And they were inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is our relative." And they gave him 70 pieces of silver from the house of Barbarim, with which Abimelech hired worthless and reckless men, and they followed him. Then he went to his father's house and offered and killed his brothers, the sons of Jerubbaal, 70 men on one stone. When they told Jotham, he went and stood on the top of Mount Gerizim and raised his voice and called out. And he said to them, "Listen to me, you leaders of Shechem, that God may listen to you. Once the trees went to anoint a king over them, and they said to the God and mankind are honored and go to wave over the trees. Then the tree said to the fig tree, you come, reign over us."
The fig tree said to them, "Shall I give up my sweetness and my good fruit and go to wave over the trees?" Then the tree said to the vine, "You come, reign over us." But the vine said to them, "Shall I give up my new wine, which cheers God and mankind, and go to wave over the trees?" Then all the trees said to the bramble, "You come, reign over us." And the bramble said to the trees, "If you really are anointing me as king over you, come and take refuge in my shade. With honesty and integrity in making Abimelech king, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have dealt with him as he deserved, for my father fought for you and risked his life and saved you from the hand of Midian. With honesty and integrity toward Jeroboam and his house this day, be joyful about Abimelech. May he also be joyful about you. But if not, may fire come out of Abimelech and consume the leaders of Shechem and
Then Jotham escaped and fled and went to Beer. And he stayed there because of his brother Abimelech. Now Abimelech ruled over Israel for 3 years. Then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the leaders of Shechem. And the leaders of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, so that the violence done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal would come, and the responsibility for their blood would be placed on their brother Abimelech, who killed them, and on the leaders of Shechem, who encouraged him to kill his brothers. The leaders of Shechem set up men in ambush against him on the tops of the mountains, and they robbed everyone who would pass by them on the road, and it was reported to Abimelech. And crossed over into Shechem, and the leaders of Shechem trusted him. So they went out to the field and gathered the grapes of their vineyards and trampled them and held a festival. And they went into the house of their God and ate and drank and cursed.
So using deception, he successfully sent messengers to Abimelech, saying, "Behold, Gaal the son of Ebed, and and his relatives have come to Shechem. And behold, they are stirring up the city against you. So now arise by night, you and the people who are with you, and lie in wait in the field. Then in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, you shall rise early and attack the city. And behold, when he and the people who are with him come out against you, you shall do to them whatever you can. So Abimelech went out and stood at the entrance of the city gate. And Abimelech and the people who were with him arose from the ambush. When Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebulun, people coming down from the tops of the mountains. But Zebulun said to him, you are seeing the shadow of the mountains as if they were people. And Gaal spoke yet again and said, look, people are coming down from the highest part of the land, and one unit is coming by way of the diviner's oak. Then Zebul said to him, where then is your boasting with which you said, who is Abimelech that we should serve him? Is this not the Abimelech?
Of the gate. Then Abimelech stayed in a rumor, but Zebul drove out Gaal and his relatives so that they could not stay in Shechem. Now it came about the next day that the people went out to the field, and it was reported to Abimelech. Took his people and divided them into three units and lay in wait in the field. When he looked and saw the people coming out from the city, he attacked them and killed them. Then Abner and the company who was with him rushed forth, stood at the entrance of the city gate. The other two companies then attacked all who were in the field and killed them. Abimelech fought against the city the whole day, and he captured the city and killed the people who were in it. Then he tore down the city and sowed it with salt. Heard about it. They entered the inner chamber of the temple of El, and it was reported to Abimelech that all the leaders of the Tower of Shechem were gathered together. So Abimelech went up to Mount Salmon, he and all the people who were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his
cut down a branch from the trees and lifted it and put it on his shoulder. Then he said to the people who were with him, what you saw me do, hurry and do likewise. So all the people also cut down each one his branch and followed. Them on top of the inner chamber and set the inner chamber on fire over those inside, so that all the people of the Tower of Shadrach also died, about 1,000 men and women.
Then Abimelech went to Thebes, and he camped against Thebes and captured it. But there was a strong tower in the center of the city, and all the men and women with all the leaders of the city fled there and shut themselves in. They went up on the roof of the tower. So Abimelech came to the tower and fought against it, and approached the entrance of the tower to burn it down with fire. But a woman threw it up her millstone on Abimelech's head, crushing his skull. Then he called quickly to the young man, his armor bearer, and said to him, draw your sword and kill me, so that it will not be said of me, a woman killed him. So the young man pierced him through, and he died. Now when the men Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, each left for his home. So God repaid the wickedness of Abimelech, which he had done to his father in killing his 70 brothers. God also returned all the wickedness of the men of Shechem on their heads, and the curse of Jotham, the son of Jeroboam, came upon.